Well, State Representative Bo LaFave is with us, and Bo, the passing of one of your predecessors, and certainly a guy who a lot of people here in the UP, regardless of party, knew him. State Senator Tom Casperson, your thoughts?
It's just an incredible loss for our community to lose such an iconic guy. I mean, when I was growing up, I knew Tom Casperson, and I hope one day maybe that I would be, you know, be able to work with him, and it was the privilege of a lifetime to do that. He's a senator, and he's a representative, but it's just that, you know, Tom Casperson did more than any other lawmaker in the era of term limits for the Upper Peninsula, and his legacy of fighting the good fight and just constantly bringing wins back to the Upper Peninsula, he'll never be forgotten for that.
What would you say was one of your best moments with him? I know in recent time, you know, he's been battling cancer, you know, and he hasn't been around as much, but he still was fighting it, and he was still working with Ed and Marty, and I know you've saw him once in a while. Tell me about some of the things that you remember about your interactions with him.
Yeah, I've got, you know, two really good memories of Tom that, you know, are good to share. Tom and I were on the Senate floor together 2 years ago during lame duck, and it was probably like, I don't know, 1 a.m, and it was getting that time of day where even us lawmakers get a little bit goofy and start telling dumb jokes, and we were on the floor, and we were just kind of bantering back and forth, and it was so nice just to see the personal side of Tom. Obviously I knew him as the chairman of the committee, or I knew him as Senator Casperson, but to see, to get a good, you know, window into goofiness that he had inside of him was a lot of fun at that early morning session, and certainly I always enjoyed the banter between him and Marty Fatante, his chief of staff, and how they would talk about times they got pulled over by Michigan's finest on their way back to and from Lansing, which, you know, you're driving 1,000 miles a week, you're bound to get pulled over once in a while, and those stories were always entertaining. And to have him there for my announcement for my re-election at Pine Mountain Ski Jump with Steve Mariucci and Ed McBroom, it was a lot of good memories with the good senator.
State Representative Bo LaFave, thank you for sharing your memories.
I want to thank the Casperson family for sharing Tom with us.